Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jesus tells us all of these parables about the kingdom of heaven this morning to try to help his disciples, to try to help us understand what it means to have the kingdom of heaven present in our very lives. He uses very practical examples from daily life in Palestine 2,000 years ago to help them understand what he's talking about. But ultimately, what I believe Jesus is trying to teach us is close attention to the details of life around us. The mustard seeds, the tiny mustard seeds, a single pearl. All of these parables call our attention to very, very detail-oriented things in our daily lives. My spiritual director, when I talk with him, will say, "Let us open in prayer." And then he simply says, "God is in heaven. God is present. When we are present, we are in heaven. Amen." So how do we find this kingdom of heaven? How do we come to that experience of heaven in our daily lives when they can feel so much more like what Paul is talking about in the letter to the Romans, of hardship, of suffering, of persecution, of difficulties that are extremely hard for us to follow our way through? How do we have that experience of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, when our daily experiences are ones of hardship? Listen to an interview recently with the artist Dario Robleto, who talked about a time in his life when he came to realize that he was an artist. I always wondered how artists come to that knowledge, not being an artist myself. How do you figure out that you're an artist? But he said that when he was in his early 20s, he was struggling deeply with depression. And as he was dealing with that hardship, with that incredibly painful time in his life, he thought that one thing that might help him would be to connect more deeply with his biological father. He had not spent much time with him prior to that, so he moved from San Antonio, Texas to Miami to spend time with his dad. Well, you all may recognize the phenomenon of being with family members and not having a whole lot in common with them. And this is what he experienced. He got to Miami and realized that all he really had in common with his father was his love for music, particularly the Beatles. And so together they, you know, shared various daily activities, but Dario Robleto was still quite depressed. And he said one night his father went out and accidentally left Sgt. Pepper on repeat on the CD player. And for those of you who have struggled with depression, you know that it can be well nigh impossible to get out of bed. So for 24 hours, he listened to Sgt. Pepper on repeat on the CD player. And at the end of that time, he says he emerged an artist. He doesn't know what changed. There was obviously something that got worked through in the depression, in the repetitive listening to that music, that cracked through someplace into him. And it was very endearing. He said, "I didn't really know what an artist was. So when I came out, I asked my father to take me to the art store because I thought I needed paper and pastels." That's what he, you know, pastels, what a funny thing to think that you needed. But he just had this burning sense that he was an artist. Until he looked at that blank page. In the middle of his depression, which was not miraculously lifted because of this epiphany, he still said he was quite depressed. He looked at that blank page and was seized with fear. Fear at the nothingness. And fear at the complete possibility of the everythingness. both sides were equally terrifying to him. When we have these times of hardship in our life, they can feel like blank pages in front of us. When we're grieving the death of a loved one, that blank page of what will life be in front of us has both the quality of nothingness and everythingness, both of which are so hard to deal with. Especially those of you who are living with complicated medical diagnoses or loving someone dealing with something medical, the uncertainty of that blank page of what will come next can have a paralyzing, fearful quality. When we are in those places, those blank page times, Paul reassuringly reminds us that we might not exactly know how to pray, but the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. The Spirit prays through us. You know, on the one hand, that's kind of comforting, right? That it's not, we don't have to always do all of the work ourselves, that God is praying through us constantly. And on the other hand, it's kind of like the kingdom of heaven. What exactly does that mean, that the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words? It's beautiful, but how do I live that? How do I experience that? How do I find the kingdom of heaven in the present? The creative process that Dario Robleto engages in, I think, gives us a hint of the kinds of things in human experience that can draw us into that space that is too deep for words. I know so many of you are artists or creative in various ways, whether journaling or cooking or creating things on web pages, painters, knitters, gardeners, cooks. So many of you express creativity in numerous ways. And I bet that if you tried to describe what you experience, say when you're in the garden creating a new bed or tending it carefully, and hours go past, the only thing marking time is the aching of your back, it would be difficult to put into words what the experience of peace and contemplation, being in the zone, is that you find. I think when we allow ourselves into whatever creativity God has brought into our lives, we find ourselves in those spaces where the Spirit is sighing with this place that is too deep for words. Prayer is drawing us closer to God. And in those creative times, I think we are drawn closer and connected more deeply to God. No matter what hardship we're facing, when we can find even 3 minutes of that creativity, 3 minutes of that timelessness, that peace, that space, we can begin to feel that the hardship of the present moment is not all that there is. This is ultimately the greatest gift of our Christian faith, is the constant pull beyond the hardship of the present moment into the eternal love, the eternal hope and joy of Jesus Christ. So as you contemplate these readings this week and potentially live in this blank page time where fear and uncertainty can leave you wondering how to pray, wondering where God is in all of this, I hope that you can connect to something in your life that is creative, something that finds that space that is timeless. If you don't feel that you're a particularly creative person, maybe this is an invitation to you to try something new. Thanks to Elizabeth, I took a photography workshop this last week, and besides being horribly embarrassed in front of a group of 8 people, it was extraordinary to find that space of creativity where I could lose myself for hours behind a camera looking at flowers or sunsets or whatever it was. There was certainly no art produced, but it was a very creative process. I hope for you this week that you will connect with whatever the gift of creativity is that God has given to you. We are all co-creating with God every minute of every day. And may you find that space that is too deep for words, where you are drawn closer to God, and where you find that your hardships are easier to bear, and that they are absorbed into that deep hope of Christ. Amen.
Amen.